Let's go to OG Wade right now. Wade, Seth's frustrated even though they're 5-2. What's going on, buddy?
And that's okay because that's my boy, and I respect Seth. But I'm calling because there's some, you know, I have some crow on a tray that I finished preparing.
Sure.
And just this past Friday, I called up and I let y'all know about Jalen. When you said that in 2 years, Jalen would not even be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
2020. Let's get this accurate. 2020, the start of the 2027 season. Just to make sure, because 2 years can be construed as 26, or if you're talking about the start of 2027, I said Friday, I did not think he'd be a starting quarterback in pro football.
You stand on that, right?
I will stand on that, but I'm encouraged with what he did yesterday.
What?
I will stand on that.
Let me move. Hold on.
But he was phenomenal yesterday.
I know I don't got much time, so let me move on to the next thing.
Okay.
I also said, and this is to Rhea Hughes and the people and you, Joe.
Uh-oh.
When I said that Jalen Hurts' job is difficult because he has a lot of mouths to feed and keep them guys, you know, all happy. Everybody laughed at me.
He said
it yesterday. But didn't Jalen Hurts just say in that interview that it's difficult when you have a lot of mouths to feed?
I said it's not a bad thing to have all those stars on your team.
Yeah, wait. It sounded like the way you presented it
was totally different.
Like it's a problem. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And I didn't say that. I said it's difficult. First of all, it's never going to be a problem to a quarterback as great as Jalen Hurts. So it's not that difficult.
It's a lot easier than playing with Jalen Reagor like Jalen Reagor and some other guy you don't even remember the guy's name anymore. I mean, that's difficult. Come on, Wade.
I got to take you to task before you go.
Go
on
for it, Seth.
To Joe.
Go for it.
You believed it by 2027.
That was a little over the top.
Listen. So let me
ask me the question. I'll be on the stand. You go for it.
I'm going to make this statement.
Okay.
And this will forever make you eat your words.
Well, but go ahead.
No. It'll forever make you eat your words.
Okay.
If Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield can resurrect their careers.
Good points.
Okay? You're insane if you think that Jalen Hurts is going to be out of the league in a couple of years.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say out of the league.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I said not a starter.
Not a starter.
Yeah.
You're insane if you believe that.
Well,
because he's got all the intangibles that those guys never had. And you know what those guys still do? From time to time, they have these great runs. But they always revert to, when John, what's the old saying? When you're under pressure, you always revert to that which you're most familiar with.
Mm.
Each and every one of those guys, they will have these great runs, and all of a sudden, they turn back into who they are for two or three games. Sam Darnold lit it up.
Well, how do you know that's – listen, I'm happy today. I want to be very clear.
No.
How do you know what Jalen did yesterday isn't the aberration?
Because he's done it before, Joe.
No, I know, but for the last 12 months, he didn't play good football.
That's fine, though.
I mean, that's a much bigger sample size than one game.
If you want to go back to last year, at the end of last year, okay, it's broader than just Jalen. And this is the problem.
Of course it is.
Because we want to put the quarterback in this box without understanding that he's a microcosm, the main organism of everything that we see when we watch a game, okay? But everything is dependent on everything else around him being right, starting with the coach, okay? So last year, the collapse last year, it wasn't just Jalen. It was everything. It was the coach. It was the offensive coordinator. It's a myriad of things that causes a quarterback to be successful or not successful. Okay, this is where we get it all screwed up. So now you fast forward to this year. He's got a new voice in his ear, and Kellen Moore and his quarterback coach. He's got somewhat of a new system that he's trying to run. And dare I say, he's got Nick Sirianni the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season delving into what's going on with the offense, so on and so forth. So you can imagine the confusion that's going on in this kid's head. But the one thing he has is he has moxie.
That with interview, an offense that he said was 95% new terminology, working with that, like a completely Joe, new language.
Absolutely.
Me and Seth are taking this outside after the show.
Hey, listen.
I'll see you out there, Joiner.
We ain't putting on no boxing gloves.
24th and Market Street. For people in the area.
Straight Fight Club.
24th and Market Street after the show, Joiner versus the Hammer. By the way, I'll say this, counselor. Say this. Because I hope you're right, Seth. You know that. But I will say this. Your first quarter tweet, or second quarter tweet, it may have been, hashtag highly concerned. I mean, that's where I'm not going to go too far today and be like, he's completely out of the woods. I don't buy that. I buy that he played a great game. I'm thrilled that he played a great game. But I saw a lot stacking up over a number of weeks and said he wasn't playing very good at all.
You're 100% correct. I never felt like he was in the woods to begin with. I thought it was a process, and I sat right here and told you guys, baby steps. You know, everybody wants to, they're back where they need to be. No, it's still baby steps, okay? And the baby steps, you know, contain him being able to manage the game until they get his confidence sky high again. You know, the caller before OG Wade was talking about, you know, he didn't have any tight windows to throw in. That's not true. I watched him throw some balls and some tight windows yesterday. I watched him, you know, for the first time you saw Eagles wide receivers sitting down in holes in defenses.
Yeah.
You saw A.J. Brown, instead of running a go route, and Devontae Smith, instead of running a go route every single time, pushing up, running 10 to 15-yard comeback routes, okay? Those are going to pay dividends down the road, because when Jalen begins to get up to speed again and get his confidence sky high again, those comeback routes are going to turn into double moves, boom, touchdown. Those are the explosive plays that you get. But, you know, when I talk about trying to, you know, comparing him to those three guys that I compared him to, come on. If those guys can find their footing after all the years that they've been in the league and all the failing that they've been doing, I have supreme confidence that Jalen Hurts will be elite once again.